Hello, my audio boo friends. It is about 10 minutes to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I've just left work a little bit early, just a tad. Usually I leave at 5. I don't anticipate a lot of traffic. In fact, I'm in the industrial park here near my office, and it looks like a basic ghost town. There are very few people around. A lot of people have taken the day off. And as I mentioned in my audio boo from this morning, tomorrow is Canada Day. And a lot of people are off tomorrow. Today was a very frustrating day for yours truly. I was trying to work. In fact, the last few days at work have been. I've been grappling with a report that I'm writing. A data report, crystal reports. And I just can't seem to wrap my head around the links in the tables of this database. And subsequently, I'm getting very close to the actual numbers I'm looking for, but I'm always one or two off. And it's very frustrating. It's like an accountant who's balancing books and he's off by, you know, five cents or something. You really want to find those 5 cents. Because even though it's 5 cents, it introduces a bunch of uncertainty. And then you start doubting if the rest of the information is any good. And that has been what I've been experiencing the last, I would say, 2 or 3 days. I've wasted way too much time on this, and I want it to stop. I want it to end. Again, today I sort of fell back into this, and I did try a slightly different approach, and I was really starting to get good numbers and narrowing down my report. And I was comparing it to another system that we have that generates reports, but they look awful. That's why I didn't want to use them. And now I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I may just base myself on those numbers anyway. And, you know, maybe just creating manual reports based on those unattractive reports. Anyway, if I sound a little bit vague about things, it's because I can't really go into detail. But safe to say that I am using Crystal Reports and I am mining an SQL database. And what should in essence be pretty simple is for some reason giving me a lot of trouble. So I mentioned that tomorrow is Canada Day. I also have a wonderful concert tomorrow night. If I sound a little bit odd, it's because I keep turning away from my H4 because I was merging onto a boulevard here and was looking away from where the microphone is. Tomorrow night, I'm going to go see Mr. Marcus Miller, jazz bass player extraordinaire. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this in any other audio boos. It's been a while, but I found out that Marcus Miller was coming to the Montreal Jazz Festival probably 6 months ago or so, maybe a little bit less than that, and when I realized the day that he was playing, my heart sank, because normally on July 1st, I usually take my daughter to the fireworks. There's usually large fireworks, and we have a parade in town. We attend that. And, well, this year, sort of everything fell into place. At first, I basically said, okay, you know what, I'm not gonna bother going. I'll take the money, instead of going to the concert, I'll take the money and just buy a couple of Marcus Miller CDs. Let me just check the time here for a second. And, you know, just resign myself that I wasn't going to see him live and go with my daughter to the Canada Day festivities. Then I took my daughter to a concert, her first ever concert, and we went to see Lindsey Stirling. Now, Lindsey Stirling, I've spoken about her before in Audio Booze and also in Treble Steffs and in Octavers. She's a violin-playing, hip-hop-dancing YouTube sensation that hit the YouTube community a couple of years ago, and she even won the YouTube Awards, I think, last year. So, really something, and she puts on a heck of a show, and I'll have to maybe regale you all with a little story about how I came across this concert, and it was really last minute. Talk about being spontaneous. Anyhow, so my daughter now knows what it's like to go to a concert, and especially if you enjoy the artist. And she knows I enjoy Marcus Miller. She's heard me listen to him in the car. And so I kindly sent her an email stating, I really want to go to this concert, and I'll take you to the very large fireworks competition they have here in Montreal if she would let me go to Marcus Miller. And she said, sure, go ahead, Dad. And now, by happenstance, let me just check the time. Ooh, okay, I still got a bit of time. By happenstance, we're going to an evening. It's an actual barbecue that some friends are putting on. And we're going to be there swimming. And this is just a couple of hours before the concert. So because we've been invited to this thing, it changed the whole schedule. So I don't really have to worry about my daughter. And they're calling for rain showers tomorrow night. So probably we wouldn't have gone out to the fireworks anyway. So you know what? It's all falling into place. And I cannot wait to see Marcus Miller and to hear him play. The guy's amazing. I mean, if you don't know who he is, just look him up on YouTube. But anybody who knows anything about jazz music and contemporary jazz bass players will know the name Marcus Miller. And I'm going alone. I've gone to a few jazz concerts alone. I do enjoy it very much because it just allows me to relax. I get there at my own pace. I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't have, you know, if the person I'm going with doesn't particularly like the music, I don't have to feel bad about it. It's the epitome of you know, I've seen several concerts, in fact, in the jazz series, the Montreal Jazz Festival series over the last 2 or 3 years alone, and I enjoy it thoroughly. So it's also cheaper that way. It's going to be interesting, very, very interesting, and look forward to a review. I might bring the H4 along, not to record him, but just to say a review, give a review of the concert and some of the music. In fact, I was going to play some music, I realized my iPhone 3GS died. I have not replaced it yet. I do have my old iPod, but somehow it's not interfacing and not playing nice with the radio in my car. So when I plug it in, although it's got an iPod interface, it only plays everything alphabetically. I can't go through the folders, I can't pick and choose. And the minute I plug the iPod in, it goes to this thing called interface connection or something like that. So probably has something to do with the older version of the iOS in my, I think it's a second generation iPod Touch. That's about it. All about Marcus Miller and the concert I'm going to tomorrow night and my plans. I bid you all a wonderful evening if you're listening to this. And for those of you who are in Canada listening to this, happy Canada Day. Thanks for listening.